Blog Talk Radio. Radio featuring Ms. Barbara Archer. Thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. I am your host, From Insanity to Sane. My name is Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning, and I'm very excited to be here again. It has been a while since I have come to teach and to speak on transformation of the mind, soul, and body. Over the past few months, I would say the last 6-7 months, I had started teaching on transformation, and we started on the mind, and from there we went to the soul and then to the body. And I finished the series up, but now I would like to come back today with a recap on the mind, soul, and the body. And the reason why that I'm going to be doing this is because it's going to take us right into my next series that's going to be starting in the next few weeks. And that series I'm going to be teaching on prayer intercession. So that is a series you do not want to miss out on. So often we wonder why our prayers are not being answered. Sometimes you may struggle with, all right, I pray about this, but my situation does not change. Well, we're going to get into the Word of God in this series, and I'm going to teach it over the next few couple of months. In between of those sessions, I will be doing interviews, and I will be bringing some people onto the platform as they share their own individual stories as well. So I'm doing something real special for the month of March and April. And we may even roll over into May with this teaching on prayer. So just continue to follow me every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, all right? But before we get started, we're going to go into the Word of God and we're going to pray. And we're just going to pray God's blessing over this half hour that we have together. And we're going to pray God's blessing over your lives as well. So, Father, we just come to you this morning, Lord. We just thank you. We just praise you, Lord, for another day that you've given us, because without you, Father, we could not even have gotten up on our own this morning without you breathing life into our bodies. Father, there's nothing that we can do on our own. We need you for every single thing, Father. And, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will draw us closer to you. And so often that we pray, Lord, I want to be closer to you. But, Father, there are so many times that you're trying to tell your people that we need to get closer to you, because you've always been there and you're still there. So, Lord, help us, Father, to have that heart that we seek you, Father, because when we seek you, we will find you, and we will find your perfect will for our lives. And I pray that whatever it needs that is represented under the sound of my breath, Father, that you will multiply, that you will supply those needs according to your riches and glory. And, Lord, I just pray your blessing over this time that we have together and all the listeners and followers that continue to follow the broadcast week after week. And we just pray a special blessing over them and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so just like I said, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be launching this new series on prayer, because prayer is very important. It's necessary. It is how we fellowship. It's how we connect with God. And so often, I'm going to give different dynamics to why sometimes we have a hard time hearing from God. And one of those things is that we're too busy. Sometimes you can be too busy doing something good and do not hear from God, because God will speak in that still, small voice. And if we're too busy or too distracted by the cares of this world, we will miss out on God's best for our lives. So these are some of the things that we're going to touch on. And in between those sessions, I'm going to be doing interviews of women. And interviews, I may have some gospel artists that I'm going to be bringing on, sharing a little bit about their stories as well. So just be watching out on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Just tell all your friends, family members, and loved ones to follow From Insanity to Sane, because we're going places. And I just also want to announce as well that starting in May, I will be launching another company. As you know, I am a radio personality host. I do coaching. I do public speaking engagements. I'm also an author, and I'm publishing my own magazine, Be Who You Are magazine. But God has pressed it upon my heart. I had to get myself a life coach so I can get things in perspective and start to mainstream exactly what I'm doing, so I can brand myself in that particular industry, and that industry is the multimedia industry. So through that, starting in May, I will be putting forth a new company. The title of it is still From Insanity to Sane, because that is my brand. But I'm going to be moving over into the public relations area. God has blessed me with some wonderful clients, even though I have not started yet, but I'm very excited about working with them. So if you are a business owner, or you're a gospel artist, or you have some type of business or ministry that you need to get the word out, please visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. Click on Media Opportunities so that you can view some of the services that I will be providing under that PR umbrella. Also visit, while you're under my website, click on Services. There are other services that I'm offering as well. So please hit me up. My email address is barbara@frominsanitytosane.com. I look forward to getting any responses. If you have a segment or you have a story that you want to tell on the air and you want to express it, please hit me up at barbara@frominsanitytosane.com. I look forward to those emails, because I'm here not to just do what God has called me to do, but I'm also here to feed God's people. So if there's something that you want to hear on this platform, just let me know, because you could be the next guest on From Insanity to Sane. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to tap into recap on the mind, soul, and body, all right? But I just thank you for tuning in to another broadcast. You know, like I said, over the past 6 months, we studied transformation of the mind, soul, and body. Now, what we're going to be doing today, we're going to do a recap to review all we have learned and a way to find to continue on our path of healing. So often that we start on that path of healing, and then when we see that God has began healing that process in our lives, sometimes that we can fall back. And I know that I am guilty of that as well, you know, because you get so busy, you know. And like I said, you can get so busy doing the right thing, right? But you always need to draw back to God, and His Holy Spirit will draw you back to Him anyway, especially if you are connected to Him. His Holy Spirit will draw you. So each day we must renew our minds so we do not fall back into the trap of Satan, because Satan is walking around this earth. You know, the Bible says that Satan walks around seeking who he may devour. Okay, seeking. All right. Now, when we take that word seeking, seeking means that he's constantly in pursuit. But if we're not careful and our guard is not up, Satan can come in and he can start to ravel that security that we have and that confidence that we have in our transformation, okay? So we always have to guard our hearts, and we have to guard our minds, and we have to put on each day the mind of Christ. And how do you put on the mind of Christ? Getting, first thing when you get up in the morning, go into your prayer closet and you pray, and you seek God first thing in the morning. You read His word. You allow His word to resonate in your life. All right, that is how we put and keep the mind of Christ on. And it says put on the mind of Christ. All right, every single day you have to put it on. That is your armor. You must fill yourself each and every day, because if not, it's so many temptations out here that can easily distract you, and you won't be able to hear from God. All right, So I will be providing you today with the necessary tools to a restored life, all right? And one scripture in particular that really always stays with me, and I talked about it quite a bit in the beginning stages of this series, and I'm going to end it with this exact same scripture as well, and it's 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. And it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war accordingly to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds." Why do we have to pull down those strongholds? Because it is a stronghold in our lives, and we have to pull it down. That means that we are no longer going to yield to that stronghold. We are pulling it down. It no longer exists. Okay? Casting down arguments. Arguments is every lie that Satan will try to tell you that you're not. He will come to you. He's the father of He is the father of accuser. He is the brother of the accuser. He is the father of lies. And what he'll do, he will come and he will speak to you and say, "God didn't call you to do that." You know, he will tell you all sorts of lies, okay? But you have to cast down every lie because, see, so many people wonder, why is it that one day I can live in victory and then the next day I cannot live in victory? It's so many Christians, they have victory one day and then the next day they don't have it. All right, and I'm not going to say, all right, that that has not happened to me because it has happened to me. But we can have victory every day. But you must know who you are in Christ Jesus. That is the key. You must know who you are, okay? If you don't know who you are, okay, it's very easy for Satan to tell you who you're not if you don't know who you are, okay? Like what people say, all right, I have a dream, all right? A lot of us have dreams and we have desires and we have passions and all that. Some people are not living those passions because, and the reason being is because they don't believe in themselves. So if you don't believe in your own dream, if you don't believe in your own ability, how do you expect to sell that ability to someone else when you don't believe it? But if you come across confident, you know, confident and sure, you know what I'm saying, then it's easy for you to sell that to someone else and someone else to be able to capture that. Okay, and the reason why they'd be able to capture that is because, you know what, you believe it. Okay, so that is the key word, knowing who you are. So you have to cast down those arguments, okay? And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, anything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, that means his word. So if God's word said that you are victorious, and if something tells you, okay, that you're stupid, okay, then guess what? You need to cast down those arguments and every hot thing because that is a lie. That is not what God says about you. But you must know who you are in Christ Jesus first, okay? And then it says, all right, bring in every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Bring in every thought that enters your brain throughout the day, okay? That's what you have to do, okay? You have to bring every thought into captivity. What do you do when you capture something? You contain it. It, you know, it is in one particular spot. It's in one place. And that's what you have to do. You have to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That means you have to yield it to Almighty God. Okay? So always keep that scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 3-5. Write it on an index card. Keep it by your bedside. Put it underneath your pillow. Do what you have to do, but memorize that, okay? All right. What is that stronghold? A stronghold is a mindset with hopelessness, which causes us to accept as unchangeable situations that we know are contrary to the will of God. So anything that is contrary to the will of God and his word is a stronghold, and you have to cast it down, all right? So when you say, "I can't do this," that's a stronghold. For years I used to say, "Oh, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Oh, that's too hard." That's a stronghold. But you have to realize, where did that stronghold come from? It came from someplace. And one thing that what I've always stated at the beginning, and I'm going to say it as we end this series, as we do this recap, is that whatever that has happened in your life, even as a child, it may be a word that someone said to you, but that word will form a stronghold in your life, okay? And Satan is a very patient person. He will wait years, and then he'll manifest that thing. That thing will manifest itself. You know, at the most vulnerable time in your life that you're going through something, that's when it will manifest itself. So many people get caught right in that trap, okay? But you have to know what a stronghold is. So if I say, "I can't do that," that's a stronghold because you know what the Bible says? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So in order to cast down a stronghold, you must know God's word, because Satan knows God's word. You better know God's word, and you need to get into his word and study his word. Because when you're in his word, then you know who God is, and you have that relationship with him. And then God will speak to you, you know, all throughout the day. He'll speak to you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. You know, you may want to go this way, but then the Holy Spirit will begin to speak and say, don't do this. God, he's speaking to you because his spirit lives in you. He dwells in you. He occupies you. Okay? He resides in you. Okay? So we have to always be connected to him at all times in our lives. Okay? And then another scripture that I started this series on is Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life. And place it before God as an offering. Now I'm going to break that down. That means take everything that what you do throughout the day. You wake up in the morning, you eat, you sleep, you go to work, you walk around life, and place it before God. That means you give everything to him. You give your work to him. You give your family to him. You every part of your day you give to God, because, see, it all belongs to God. We are just stewards over what God has given us. Every gift, every talent, every ability that you have is because God has given you those abilities. He's given you those talents. He's given you those gifts. So you have to give them back to him, and you give them back to him in service, in serving, okay? That's how you give them back to God, all right? Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Embrace what God is doing in your life. I mean, just picture yourself. You're just sitting there, and you're just embracing everything that what God has given you, okay? That is the best thing that you can do for him. And don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you begin to fit into it without even thinking. So often, if we're not careful, we will get back to that old mindset, okay? So in other words, the Bible says to be in the world but not be of the world, okay? But if you're not careful, you can switch roles very, very easily. Okay, because we'd be drawn away by our own lustful desires. That is how we're drawn away into temptation. Okay, so many people want to blame temptation on, well, you know what, I'm not tempted in this area. But when you are tempted, you're drawn away by your own lustful desires. It's something in you that is already there. You know, it's already there. So it don't take a whole lot of work to actually for you to be drawn away from it, because it's already there. Okay, it's already planted. Okay. So don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. And this is what the Bible says. Instead, fix your attention on God. That means keep your eye on him. When I first started out, every day I would close my eyes. And as I closed my eyes, I always wanted to be centered, that I could just stay right in the center and I could see God. I didn't want to look to the left. I didn't want to look to the right. But I had to stay centered because I want to fix my eyes on God. Okay? Fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. God works from the inside out. Okay? The world works from the outside in, but God works from the inside out. God wants to take what's on the inside, the pain, the hurt, the rejection. He wants to take all of that. And what he wants to do, he wants to heal your soul. He wants to restore your soul. And while he restores it, then everything that he's working on the inside will flow to the outside. And that's God's confidence on our lives, okay? All right, so fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Once you change on the inside out, then the Bible says you will readily recognize what he wants from you, and you will quickly respond to him. When God has done the work on the inside of you, he has healed you, he has restored you, then you will readily recognize what he wants from you. And that's when God's Holy Spirit speaks and says, don't do this. You should not have done that. God will speak to you. Okay, and he'll guide you, he'll lead you, he'll tell you what you're doing wrong, you know what I'm saying, if we listen to him, okay? All right, and then unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Unlike the culture around you, always drag you down. This world will drag you down, okay? But once you fix your attention on God, you'll be changed from the inside out, then you will readily recognize what God has called you to do, what he wants you to do, okay? Because this world will drag you down, but you have to be in tune with him. He loves you so much that he wants you to be in tune to him like never before, okay? But pray for those strongholds in your life. things that was passed down to you, pray for them, okay? One of the things, a familiar spirit is passed down to generations to control that family. A familiar spirit. It didn't say, okay, that it's a new spirit. It's a familiar spirit. It's been it has been passed down from generation, okay? A lot of times, I know myself, I would say, well, I don't know why I do this. But when I look back in my family tree, there was so much junk there, okay, that those spirits was there, all right? And if we don't deal with it and break those curses off of our lives, we will pass those same curses and spirits down to our children, and then they will pass it down to their children. Then you have seven generations of people acting the exact same way, doing the exact same thing, and it's the sin, okay? So we don't want that. You want to be free so that you can live the life that Christ died for. And like I said, if I can't live the life that Christ died for, then I don't want to be here because I want to live on purpose and I want to be what God has called and ordained for me to be. And then we talked about the soul. The soul is made up of three parts, mind, will, and emotions. The mind is the way you think. The will is what you do. And the emotions is how you feel. And you can read in the Bible John 3, chapter 1, verse 2, okay? If your soul is damaged, Satan can and he will control your life, okay? Because when your soul is damaged, because when your soul, like I said, the soul is made up of three things, mind, will, and emotions. The mind is the way you think, is the way how you process things. The will is what you do, is what you will act out, and the emotions is how you feel at that moment. And we are creatures of habit. So we are creatures that go by our emotions, especially for women, because we are very emotional creatures. Okay? So when your soul is damaged, that's when Satan can control your life because you're operating from a damaged soul. Okay? So if your soul is damaged, okay, and this is what I want you to do, this is the attack for your soul. If he can damage your soul at some point in your life, he can control you. And normally, 99% of the time, I'm going to go for and say 100% of the time, we all have a damaged soul from our childhood. Something that has happened, something that was spoken to us, something that was said to us, something that was done to us that has damaged us, and our soul is damaged. And then as we go through life, we make mistakes based upon what someone has did to us, said to us, or didn't do to us, okay? And then that becomes a damaged soul. And when your soul is damaged, it affects the mind, will, and your emotions, okay? But what I want to talk about, I want to do a recap on three things that cause a damaged soul. And it's three things. Guilt, simply feeling wrong about ourselves, feelings of inadequacy, feeling you can do anything right, condemnation. Guilt come from Satan, his lies, his lie camp. That's where it comes from. Grief. Allow God to heal your grief through the power of his grace. Okay? And then what we have, then we deal with grudges. So many people, they hold grudges. People that have hurt you years ago. And a lot of times we think that we're over it. Because I remember I was like that way. I thought I was over it until God started to transform my life. And then he showed me, you're not over it. You still hold a grudge from that person that raped you when you was 14 years old because every decision that I made came from that one incident in my life. And I had a damaged soul. And I operated from my mind, will, and emotions from that one incident in my life. And it plagued my life for 32 years. Okay? Same thing for a lot of y'all today. Okay? It will plague your life. Guilt. Allow God to remove the guilt through his righteousness. If not careful, now if you're not careful, guilt can lead to shame. And that is something wrong with you. You're ashamed of yourself. So when we're not careful, guilt can lead to shame. Not feeling good about yourself. God doesn't want you to feel bad about yourself. Because guilt blocks God's grace in your life. When you're feeling guilty, I can't go back in time and get back the years that I have missed, okay? Only thing I can do is move forward with the life and God's righteousness in my life today, okay? He accepts what he cannot change. That's something that we have to do, okay? All right? I can change what happens, but you have to accept it so that you can move on and keep your heart full of worship. That means a song. Get a song in your heart. Get a song. Just pray. Ask God. Say, Lord, give me a song. Fill me with a song. Put a song in my spirit. Focus on what left, not what's left. I mean, I'm sorry. Focus on what is left, not what's lost. So many times we focus on, myself, I did the same thing a few weeks back, and I'm just going to make this story very quick. A few weeks ago, I've been running and ripping and, just doing so many things. And then finally, God just spoke to me. He says, you're trying to capture the 32 years that you have lost when you lived 32 years of insanity. You can't make up that time. It's gone. Just live for today. And that was a sobering word, and I thank God for it because that's what I'm doing. I'm living for today. I can't get back those 32 years of insanity. But God has restored those 32 years to me, though. He has restored those years to me. I prayed about it. I asked him to restore it. And I know God has restored those 32 years to me. Okay? But that doesn't mean that I'm going to play catch up, because I missed out on 32 years, So we just have to be able, just move forward, and do what God has called us to do. Okay? So what I say to you is, move forward. Leave the past in the past. Forgive who you need to forgive. Now, just because you forgive a person, okay, don't mean that you still have to be a prisoner. Because when you forgive that person, okay, that have wronged you, okay, then you're no longer bound. You are free, okay? That's what you are. You are free. You're no longer a prisoner to that person. You have taken back that power that that person had over you. Okay, I had a situation within the last week, that I was going through the exact same thing. Okay, I forgave this person. I love this person. I forgave this person, okay? But I'm no longer a prisoner to this person and their actions that what they tried to use against me. I'm no longer bound to it any longer. I'm free, But just because you forgive a person and you're free doesn't mean, okay, that you allow people back into your life. They have to earn their way back into your life. They have to show you that, they're not that same person anymore. And the reason why people continue to treat you that way is because we allow people to do that to us, okay? When you allow your child to get away with certain things, they're going to continue to try you because why? They know that you're not going to do anything. I know growing up, my mother was the same way. She never held me accountable for anything. I would go out, I mess up, I come back, she punished me a couple hours later. I'm off of my punishment. She didn't teach me anything. What she was teaching me is that there are no, that I can do whatever I want to do and there's no consequences for my actions. So that's why I had a hard time in that area because that's what she taught me. She thought she was just giving me some breaks and, because I was the baby. But she was hurting me in the long run because I never wanted to be accountable for my actions. I thought I can do whatever I want to do and get away with it. Same thing. Okay? So in life, what I'm telling you is, just move on, enjoy this journey, okay, and continue to keep God first. Continue to pray. Continue to seek him, Do a Google. Go on your computer. Do a Google. Type in Bible Gateway, okay? When you type in Bible Gateway in the search button on their website, type in the soul. Type in transformation. Type in renewing of my mind. Just type in certain keywords, okay? It will pull up so many different scriptures for you. And then write those scriptures down, okay, and say them every day. Just speak them over your life every morning, every night, throughout the day. Just speak those words over your life, okay? But we are almost out of time right now, and I have so enjoyed this so much. And I'm looking forward to our next session, which is going to be about prayer. So continue to follow me. I'm going to be posting on Facebook. In fact, when I get ready to start the series, I'm going to post it on Facebook and Twitter to let everyone know that a new series is coming. Be prepared for it. I'm going to be sending out an actual press release about it, and I'm going to be posting it. So just be looking out for it because we're going to get into the Bible. We're going to get into God's word about prayer, and we're going to pull so much stuff out of us, and God is going to be glorified, all right? So we're almost out of time now, just like I said, but thank you so much for joining me. Listen to me this evening on the other platform, From Insanity to Sane, under Nearcom platform. Okay, this evening, I'm I'm going to be interviewing recording gospel artist Dominique Ricks. I'm very excited about that interview. And last night I had the privilege to interview Mandel Frazier from the OWN television series, Tyler Perry's If Loving You Is Wrong. And that new series will be coming out April the 14th, 2015. So you definitely want to check that out at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So anyway, we're out of time now, but God bless each and every last one of you. And remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. I'll be back next Thursday morning. You do not want to miss. I have a very special interview next Thursday morning. God bless each and every last one of you, and we love you.